Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Practicing and rehearsing all weekend long to bring you the best of Monday. It's the 16th, is it? Yeah. Halfway through the month, Jen. May 6th, whole set of sweet teeth in my mouth.
The whole set? You have all of them.
I have a set of, they're all sweet. Very sweet. Program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycles, your boats, your RVs. For protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. Go to progressive.com. You can dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Let's see what we have for good news. Here, let's raise our hands. Looking up to the sky. Satellites that we have, we're always talking about all the space junk, things that are traveling around the planet at sometimes 240, 250, 290 miles above the surface. And then there are those satellites that go up to 20,000, the satellites that carry our signal, for example, that bring the program to the radio stations and to the other facilities that use, you have the tune in. That's what it is. And so the other place. Anyway, that requires satellites. So now comes the story of these very powerful space satellites that can identify whales. And each whale from the markings on the whale. So they're being used to help save critically endangered species like some of these whales. What an interesting technological advance, huh?
They can identify individual whales and their migration patterns, and this is all in an effort to keep them away from ships. And we've been talking before about different cargo ships changing their routes and even taking longer to get from point A to point B just to steer away from where the whales are migrating. And now these satellites that are just powerful enough to, again, even see the individual markings of these whales to identify them, it's astounding.
So, do they tell, they don't signal the whale to move.
Yeah.
He must be signaling.
There's like a light and it's like, please stop here, take a
break. Yes, right. Yeah, hold your horses, we'll move around.
Keep the ships away and chart new courses, help prevent collisions or net entanglements.
So I wonder where the information must come from, a satellite to some central gathering point, and then it goes out to wherever these ships are, because the satellites are tracking the ship's movements. The ship, there's no such thing. You can't hide anymore from anything or anybody, whether you're a trucker, if you've got a newer car, you got GPS or Waze or something. Anybody wants to find you, they can find you. Your phones,
exactly. A lot of different auto insurance apps even have things that can tell how fast you are going by just connecting your phone. And I know Allstate, they used to do, the Safe Driver or something or other.
Award. They gave you a Safe Driver bonus.
Yeah, you can actually tell if you are speeding or not.
Yeah, right. I'm not interested in that much technology, frankly. All right, so North Atlantic right whales are individually endangered, some species. There are only 336 of those puppies around. And so this is why this is important. I think it is. It's kind of we want to keep things around like whales. Whales have been a part of the planet like sharks way longer than we have been. The human condition is probably 300,000 to 400,000 years old. And the whales have been around for millions of years. So now the research, which has been going on for a couple of years, we can give the Canadian Space Agency some kudos for their initiative to explore ways to detect these whales using the powerful satellites. Space technology. Whoopee! Let's hear it for Space Tech. Space Tech. All right, so here's a question. How long does it take? This sounds like a Polish joke. I mean, it's not supposed to be. How many Polacks does it take to get rid of Putin? I think that's a question that is on the mind of a lot of, because apparently behind the scenes, the Polish government is trying to do more, at least outwardly, it would seem, than the Western European countries or our country or whatever. Meanwhile, Bad Vlad has declared martial law in the four regions of Ukraine that Moscow has annexed and given all the governors in Russia emergency powers that open the door for new restrictions. How's he doing that when they don't pay any attention to him, I guess would be the question. You can declare martial law all you want to. If you don't have the power to enforce it, and he doesn't because they haven't had the power to take these areas over. That's pretty confusing, don't you think it is?
For sure.
The Russian Duma, or whatever they call their parliament, has endorsed his decision to impose martial law in these areas. The approved legislation indicates the declaration may involve restrictions on travel and public gathering. But again, how do they enforce it? Because they don't really control it. This is kind of like a big, he's trying to present himself and the circumstances as being different. Not that that's any, you know, the reality is he hasn't presented it right to his people since it began. So it's going to get rid of the Nazis. Okay, right. Find me a Nazi. There's probably a few Nazis in Ukraine. But yeah, we have a few of them here in America. Maybe what we should do is have Putin come over here and get rid of the Nazis that are in America. Right? Skinheads, all that bunch. Anyway.
Yeah, there's just no need for hatred. And to think that some people can have that much in their hearts, it's so sad.
Well, he's mentally ill. Anybody who does or pulls off all of this stuff the way he has, it's very easy to understand how crazy this guy is. He's certainly closer to the end of his life than he is to the beginning of his life. And what's his legacy going to be? He thinks his legacy is going to be enhanced by taking this, or he just what? It's hard to know. I don't like to do this. Well, you know, you see all the time somebody saying, well, this is what he meant by that. How the heck do you know what he meant? You're not in his head. You can't really tell me what. You can say that, you know, some psychiatrist who's trying to help a married couple. Well, this is what my wife meant when she said that. Well, how do you know? Did you ask her to tell you? Or are you just assuming that? There's so much assumption here with all of this stuff. And the news media doesn't help a bit. Makes it worse, in fact. All right, so as long as we're in Russia, let's talk about the cosmonaut who ran over one of his colleagues, Russian cosmonaut Oleg Artemyev. Is that how you pronounce it? Artemyev? Man, Artemyev. Anyway, his name is Oleg. He ran over a colleague this week while he was driving around Moscow. According to the Associated Press, this guy, who spent 195 days in space, accidentally hit a pedestrian while he was traveling on a dimly lit street. Now, isn't it interesting that we know that?
Not just any pedestrian, a colleague.
A colleague, yeah, another astronaut. But the thing that interested me about this, Jay, is that we know about it. How do we know about it? Do you think this made headlines in the Russian news agency TASS, T-A-S-S, is owned by the government, controlled by the government. Why would they be putting a story like this out to discredit one of their own? So if
because
they didn't,
they're like, look over here while we're focusing on something else over here.
Okay, maybe it's a distraction. Ah, okay, I didn't think about it that way. Yeah. All right, anyway, so that's we have the latest news from Russia, folks. You can count on us. So let's go back to America and a very interesting suit filed here in Boston yesterday A group is suing Biden, the Biden administration, and the National Archives, the largest online source of assassination records pertaining to President Kennedy, remains under wraps, but it was supposed to, according to a national act, it was supposed to be released this past, well, actually, supposed to be released last, I was going to say last month, supposed to be last year. This stuff was supposed to be released, tied to the 1963 murder of JFK. So what does this do? All it does is add more fuel to the fire that we don't really know what happened to JFK. And the government doesn't want us to know what happened. So the assassination records, the largest online source of information, that is the JFK library, they're not getting the information. They're not getting what they want. There are a lot of remaining documents, and they're supposed to have been released. And so the Mary Farrell Foundation, which has a place at the JFK Library, issued a memo postponing the release of the 16,000 records still under wraps. So why do you think they don't want to release those? What is the possible reason for this?
Mm-hmm.
60 years ago, unless the government itself was involved, as has been speculated by some, like the late Jack Anderson, the collusion between the FBI and the mob and the Cubans. So I'd say they got some splaining to do, wouldn't you? I want to know where those records are and why they have. I'm glad they're suing.
What are they?
Biden.
We don't know.
Exactly. 18 past the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get to the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Comp
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
The question of your awareness or the awareness of your customers around the problems of food waste, including a focus on food that has best used by. And the question comes whether you keep the food or you toss it. I don't throw it away. I use it. There's a lot of stuff that you can cook and have nutrition in it still.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Almost 24 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The celebration of Thursday is upon us, and we have to, when we celebrate Jay, we ought to celebrate celebrities, right? Don't those two words go hand in hand?
Why not?
Connected, yes. All right, so the word from Matthew Perry, who's written a book, I think he's out promoting a book about himself. Who knows more about Matthew Perry than Matthew Perry, right? Apparently, he almost croaked a couple of years ago, and we're going to tell you the story that he's telling about what happened to him right after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit CreonInfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's CreonInfo.com.
What do you make of this, Jay? Matthew Perry's addiction struggles, his battle with drugs, it was so bad, and he was in such bad shape, his colon burst from overusing opioids. Wow.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. This is something that happened within the last few years. The doctors basically told his family that he had a 2% chance to live. His colon burst. He was put on an ECMO machine, which breathes for your lungs and helps your heart.
Yeah.
And it was basically a Hail Mary. Like, nobody survives that. He survived. And this is all in his upcoming memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, which comes out next week. And he says he's actually pretty healthy now. This is a period of time that he's sober. And though he has tried to find sobriety in the past and he's relapsed, and this time he kind of feels like if he does not stay sober, he will die. And all he has to do is look down at the 14 scars on his stomach as a reminder. And the thought
he's
of
still wearing the bag.
He had a colostomy bag for 9 months during the health crisis, but that colostomy bag could come back at any moment. And so that's kind of a reminder for him to never take OxyContin, which was what he was addicted to.
How did he get addicted to it? He was a drug addict anyway. Did he take it for some medical reason
his drug addiction started with Vicodin and alcohol abuse, and those typically start out as an issue that's doctor prescribed, and then it rolls from there.
Yeah. Do we need to have sympathy or contempt for someone who has done to himself what he did to himself? That's
a
question.
Well, addiction is an illness, so I choose sympathy.
Yeah.
But I guess it's up for determination for everyone.
Yeah, but I think it's a good question to have as you tell stories like that, the understanding of who the person is and what they're about. It's 28 after the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, canine cognitive dysfunction. Years ago, it was called old dog disease, but here are some of the warning signs that you as a good pet guardian should know. If you notice your dog starting to wander aimlessly, or if he appears lost and confused in the yard or house, if he gets stuck in corners or behind furniture, space, or walls, has difficulty walking through doors, doesn't recognize familiar people, doesn't respond to verbal cues the way he used to, appears to forget reasons for going outdoors, decreased or altered response to family members, solicits attention less. That's just a partial list. You know, there's a lot of things that can be done. Years ago, you go to the veterinarian and the doctor would say, you know, it's just a matter of the dog aging. It's kind of like doggy Alzheimer's disease. But now there are medications on the market and other things you can do. We find that with human beings, if we keep their brain more active, they're less apt to get cognitive dysfunction. Same thing with your dog. Even the older dog should learn new tricks. Take them to new locations. This way you can have a long, healthy, happy life together, and your dog will remember everything you ever taught it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOPLOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Embattled Los Angeles Councilman Kevin De Leon said Wednesday he will not resign amid anger over a leaked tape that revealed him participating in a meeting in which Democrat officials made racist remarks and planned to expand their political power. Former City Council President Nuri Martinez has already resigned, acting LA City Council President Mitch O'Farrell.
The wound is deep. The harm is vast. The transgressions are of a profound significance.
The CDC Advisory Committee has unanimously voted to add COVID-19 shots to the child and adolescent vaccination schedule. San Diego and Houston baseball teams won overnight in the final four race to the World Series. There's only one game tonight, Yankees at Houston. Visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Like the lady who's celebrating today because she bought a lottery ticket 10 minutes before the drawing.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then in the nick of time.
Won 500 grand. I bet she screamed.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying another fine day. Radio's Mr. Excitement. Can I claim that title, Jay? What do you think?
I can be
Mr. Excitement.
Huh? Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh.
You sound so convincing. Yeah, yeah. This portion of the program brought to you by OOO. You want to finish that? OOO.
O'Reilly.
Yeah, good.
Autoparts.com.
Your wiper blades. This time of year, a lot of rain. Your wiper blades shattering, are they? Are they skipping? Are they squeaking? Very annoying when your wiper blades squeak. So, do not compromise your visibility with streaks and smearing on your windows. You got time to replace your window blades? Well, do yourself a favor. Take yourself to the nearest O'Reilly Auto Parts store. The professional parts people there will help you navigate their wide selection. They'll find just the right wiper blade for you and your car. I don't think I need one, but I think my cars and trucks and I, yeah, change them regularly. Because there is nothing worse, there really isn't, than a windshield wiper that doesn't work. And for some reason, around this time of year, with all the leaves that are flying around and landing on your car and the windshield, they get stuck there if you got an old blade. So O'Reilly will help you install your wiper blades. Won't cost you anything. You can see better, drive safer, and be safer. New wiper blades. Check them out at O'Reilly. You want to do that? Auto Parts.
.com.
Yes, that too. All right, now, let's see. The world is full of things that are happening. If you're planning on Halloween, that we have a week from Monday, Halloween, you can rent just for fun on Halloween or that weekend the 3-story Ghostbusters headquarters, Ghostbusters, and you can even wear the suits that those characters wore in the movies. How about that?
That's really exciting.
Sony and the vacation rental company Vacasa are taking bids for the holiday rental of the fully furnished, fully functional, fully frightful Ghostbusters headquarters. And we should have the theme from Ghostbusters now. What are you going to do? The first one. Yeah. Aykroyd was actually pretty funny. Ernie Hudson, that bunch. In the first Ghostbusters, it was pretty cool. The rest of them were junk. Group of friends can actually win a 3-night stay at this building. This is the first movie that was filmed in Portland in 1984. That's where this building is. 2-bedroom, 3-story firehouse built in the early 1900s. All the comforts of home.
Haunted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah. All kinds of Ghostbuster stuff going on there. So you pay a lot of money for this.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
Yeah. The ectoplasm, is that there?
that ectoplasm. Marshmallow guy.
Right. Let's get that sprayed around. So the CMO of Vacasa, what did we say it was called? Vacasa. That too. Says that there are replicas of the flight suits worn by the actual Ghostbusters. Let's see. She says it's designed to be enjoyed by Ghostbusters superfans. There's 80s nostalgia galore there for sure. So there it is, something you can do if your spouse is in need of the perfect gift. And this is around your birthday. The listing goes on the market tomorrow. All right, so you can do whatever. Isn't there? What's the...
You can enter for your chance to win.
Yep, right. All right. Today's my son's birthday.
Happy birthday to your son.
The fact that he's as old as he is. My daughter and I were talking about that last night. Dad, you know how old we are? And Megan loves to give me the old 1-2 because of my attitude toward age. And then she says to me what I always say, hey, Dad, it's just a BS, and she used the actual word. Mm-hmm. It's just a BS number, right, Dad? And, you know, I said to her, we were laughing, and Miles, my grandson's running around in the background. Hey, Gramps, what are we doing this weekend?
I thought you were going to say he repeated after his mother.
No. But he did do that once in school. And he's done it only once. That was it.
Did he use it in the right context?
No. He just used it because he'd heard, he knew. Brendan has some people describe Brendan's vocabulary, even though he's very intelligent, a writer, etc. He tends to be pretty basic with his communication. And when Miles was young, he spent a lot of time around Brendan. Brendan and Megan was kind of like almost co-parenting. Brendan had him all the time. Sundays they go out on a joyride, and they'd go to the farmer's market. And so then they'd spend a couple of days a week doing stuff when he was younger, like 3-4 years old. And so he'd pick some of this stuff up and then, you know, it would be used in an indiscreet manner, shall we say. in certain circumstances. All right, speaking of indiscretion, I actually am going to come down on the side of Donald Trump. I was talking to a friend of mine last night at a meeting. We had the local Farm Bureau annual meeting, and I'm on the Farm Bureau Board of Directors, so we were talking about all of the things that are good about Donald Trump and the things that are bad about him. I did not know until this morning that there was a New York Times, yet another hatchet job done on or by or whatever it is, the New York Times. It gets to be so transparent, the aggressive way in which they and others continue to wail away. You got to wonder about management at a place like the New York Times. Do they really understand what good newspapering is? Or are they so politically intent on having their own way that they'll do, in this case, almost anything to make Trump look bad? It's so obvious, it's just boring, if nothing else. So, anyway, their latest shot at Trump, this really comes from the Doug Steffen Who Cares department, but maybe somebody will find this either annoying like I do, or, this is very interesting, it tells you the true story. Okay, well, anyway. So there's an article in the Times today that discusses a documentary that was made in 2021. And the documentary apparently was just provided to the New York Times by the documentary filmmaker. His name is Alex Holder. It was filmed at Trump's golf course in New Jersey. And basically he was delivering a speech to some of his followers. And during the speech, he refers to the fellow that's doing the documentary as a good Jewish character. And then there was somebody who was, I don't know, there was a supporter, but in a general sense, somehow Trump got to talking about Persians, which basically is Middle Eastern, the Middle Easterners. Persia was where, you know, the middle, most of the countries like Iraq and Iran were referred to as Persia. So anyway, this guy was a very good Persian salesman. He was a good salesman. And then he complained that Israeli Jews favored him more than Jews in the United States. So anyway, this clip is presented to the New York Times, and they, of course, go right to town to suggest to you in no uncertain terms that Trump is an anti-Semite, or he is whatever they call anti-Persians, he's anti-anybody who's white. That's the implication that you carry away from this interview and from, but why is it, like this was done in 2021. It's a year and a half ago. And
there's at one point, things that people get in trouble for what they said decades ago. So,
well, but
it's a lot more recent. But it does. It comes to the question of why do we still have to comment about different people like this? Why can't it just be a good insert their occupation? Why does it have to be a good ethnicity occupation? And also, why are we talking about it as well on the other side of the coin?
Well,
why is this news? Was it a slow
document? It isn't news. Yeah, it isn't news. It's the pejorative. It's a hatchet job. It's a let's go after. We haven't got anything in the news today to slam Trump with, so let's dig this up from a year and a half ago. And it's just I tell the story. Obviously, you can hear it in my voice. I'm annoyed by it because the New York Times just basically annoys me. So people say, well, why do you read it? Well, because I want to be aware of what they are writing versus, you know, what may be the real story. I haven't seen anything yet in the New York Times about what's happening here in Boston on the heels of the rare flesh-eating bacteria that we were talking about. I think every day this week, Jay, we've talked about this flesh-eating bacteria. The number of cases have increased in Florida since Hurricane Ian, and this is pretty obnoxious. I don't know, maybe that's not even a strong enough word. This is gross. The flesh-eating bacteria, one of those Latin names for whatever it is, it's flesh-eating bacteria, that's what it is, found in the salt water, found in fresh water, and gets stirred up by things like the hurricane. And so now you've got people wandering around or even going swimming in some of the residue of the, it's basically sewage.
And the stuff survives in warmer waters. That's where it is. And that's why they always say if the water is above a certain temperature, don't go in it.
Yeah, right.
But
it's just a cooker.
Yeah.
No. 80,000 people had this kind of viral problem. It's the same thing. This is why you don't eat undercooked any, whether it's seafood or whether now I'm going to go off into my role on how you don't want to eat raw anything. Tuna, burgers.
Hey, hold on. Don't be coming at my sushi, though.
I'm going to come at your sushi. You can die eating that crap. People say, oh, I love sushi. Yeah. Raw anything. Oh, woo, yakabunga. Okay, so now, tying the discussion of that disgusting bacteria to what's going on at Boston University, this is something we've also talked about every day this week, since the Daily Mail in the UK came out with a story. You didn't find this in any American newspaper, and one wonders why. Maybe it's because they're too busy trying to chase Trump around and not do their job. This is important research, that is research by reporters who know how to do investigative work, into why this COVID-19 protein has been added to a protein. It's what they did, if you didn't hear the story earlier this week, what they've done in this lab at Boston University, which is a level 3 biosecurity lab, that's not really secure, is take the new Omicron BA1 variant and match it with the first of all of the COVID variants and make a superbug, which kills 80% of anything it touches. So, and now we're wondering, trying to figure out, why is this being done?
Well, and that question, Boston University researchers are saying it's not true.
Yeah, right, of course. 48 past the hour.
Attention sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ooh, E53, past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We were just talking on the air and off the air about sushi and what horrible, this is the farm food and family portion of the program. So I just wanted to add another lick to my disgust when it comes to sushi, whether it's cooked or it isn't cooked. There is a problem with sushi and things that come from the cold water seas, like up in Alaska. Alaska, last week, wildlife officials up there announced the cancellation of the fall king crab harvest because there are two problems. One, the damn Russians are overfishing. Chinese are too. But then the stuff that's there, because of the rapid decline of the crab population up there, the quality of the crabs is bad, and because the water is getting a little warmer, all kinds of things have made it difficult to have snow crabs in your salad or in your soup or in your sushi because they're in a precarious position. So I say that to you, those of you who are sushi lovers, if you're getting sushi, make sure there's no crab in it, okay? Raw crab. Ugh. Okay, so I'll take care of that in a moment. The recall of the day. Yes, there's another one. There's always one. We'll get to that after this.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being.
If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, Johnson's Sausage Shop has added to the daily recall. This time, the Johnson Sausage Shop Beef Strips. This is a product from Wisconsin. The Department of Agriculture there announcing that 18 products have been pulled off the shelves. These are in one-pound vacuum-sealed packages of sweet and spicy beef strips. They're sold by a couple of local, but then I'm looking at some of the other places that this stuff is sold. So we're back to the same thing. Once I tell you what it is, it's Johnson Sausage Shop Beef Strips.
Mm-hmm.
If you have anything like that, bring it back to the store and get your money back. Apparently, there have been no illnesses reported because of this, but if you have the symptoms of any kind of foodborne illness and this stuff is around, go see your doctor. Does that, do you have to say that? Are people that stupid? When they get
sick, I think
sick
sometimes
about,
people don't realize what it is
yeah.
originally until they're, like, really sick.
Right. So this is potato soup, beef stroganoff, shredded beef, chicken vegetable soup, beef stew, lasagna. But all kinds of things come out of this place.
Mm-hmm.
Shredded pork, chicken summer sausage. So you got any of that stuff. Even if you don't know where it comes from, don't take a chance. Bring it back. Get your money back. All right,
any of their vacuum sealed packages.
Yep, bring them back. All right, Olivia Wilde in the food news this morning. She has a special salad dressing recipe. We know her as an actress, an activist, right? A director. But apparently in her Instagram publications, she's the director of that new movie, Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, this comes from the nanny who's, like, saying all these things against Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis, and they've come together and they said that all of these are false, except for the one thing that the nanny said about one of the situations Olivia was making the salad. The best part's true. I have an amazing salad and shared the recipe right. for the dressing.
Grey Poupon is in there. Part of it, right? Red wine vinegar. Huh. Then you mix it up, add olive oil. There you have
That's
a thick
delicious.
Vinaigrette from Olivia Wilde. Whoopee. All right, 59 past, Jay.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.